Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 25th day of Adar Beis, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Klein, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah continues the theme of the previous one and gives examples of grafting, that is, of a vegetable on a tree, or a tree on a vegetable, or vegetables on vegetables, and therefore being prohibited, as the Tanakhama said in the previous Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Ein notin yirokos besoch sadon shel shikma. One is not allowed to plant vegetables in a stump that came from a fig tree. It means the tree's been cut down. Now you've got a bare stump, and he wants to plant the vegetables in that stump. Don't do it. Ein markivin pagon. You cannot graft pagon, which is a herb, a very fragrant bush, which has nice yellow leaves. Al gabi kidda lavana, on a tree which is called the kidda tree. It has a fragrant swelling tree. Mipnei shu yorok bilan, because these are examples of planting vegetables, grafting vegetables on a tree, which we cannot do. Ein noitin yichur shel ta'eno l'soicha chotzov. One is not allowed to plant a branch or graft a branch, soft branch that comes from a fig tree, into a chotzov, into this herb, which is of the onion family. It has very deep roots that go straight down rather than the sides. It was actually used by Yehoshua to make the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael between the Shvatim, between the tribes, because it's an excellent boundary. It just goes straight down. Our Mishnah wants to tell us that you don't plant, you cannot mix or graft a fig tree branch into the herb, even though you're only doing it, shehei makira, only to make it cool. Now, what does it mean to make it cool? Some learn that the pshat is that this chotzov, this vegetable or spice, is very, very hot. And what it does is, by grafting, putting the branch of the fig tree, it makes it cool. Others learn that it comes from the word, not cool, makira, but koire, covering, that you want it so that the branch will shelter this vegetable with its shade. And others argue again, and they say no. They say people don't do that. They wouldn't take a chosh of a tree or branch like a fig and use that as a protection for the chotzov, for this herb, which is not even edible. Rather, they say so that the chotzov will be makir liyichol, which means that this herb will cool the branch, or will allow the branch to take root, because sometimes this branch doesn't take root, and they would put it into this herb. The Mishnah tells us you can't do it. That's how the Malach Shlomo learns Pshat. Ein toich bin zor moira shel gefen l'soich avatiach. One cannot push a branch of a vine into a watermelon shetehe zorakas moimeha l'soicha, so that you want the watermelon's moisture to go into the vine. Even though that's all you want to do, it's forbidden. Nipnei shuhu ilon b'yarak. These are examples of grafting a tree onto vegetable. Ein noist nin zera delas l'soicha chalomis shetei meshamarto. One cannot put the gourd seeds, into the chalomis, into this wild herb, which is edible, shetei meshamarto, so that the liquids in this chalomis, in this plant, will actually protect the zera, the seed of the gourds, until it takes root in the ground. That is an example of mipnei shuhu yorak biyorak. That's called grafting vegetable onto a vegetable. And once again, even though you're only doing it to protect the seeds of the las, you don't want to make a new kind or anything. It's simple. You're not genetically changing anything. You still can't do it. It's called yorak biyorak. It's called grafting a vegetable on another vegetable. In this case, the seeds of gourd seeds onto the chalamis, into this plant. Mishnah Tess. Hatomin lefes utznoinos tachas agefen. If a person buries or stores the turnip and radish, a bunch of turnips or a bunch of radishes, it's not and other vegetables when they're branches, which shows in bundles, which shows that you're not really wanting to take them to take root, and you're only storing it underground in order to preserve it under the vine. And that means in the ground under the vine, or could be any other tree really. It just says under the vine, that even though the vine is a rather soft, softer texture than other trees, and it can absorb easier, doesn't matter, it's permitted. Im hoyu miktsas olav, providing that part of the leaves of this bunch of vegetables that's underneath, that's under the ground, are megulim, if those leaves are visible, then ein chashish, don't have to worry. Now, when we say the roots, the leaves of vegetables are visible, that's really because of Shabbos. That's really because there's a number of issues here. So, what things do you not have to worry about? Ein chashish, you don't have to worry about this bunch of radish or turnip or other vegetables that are under the vine. You don't have to worry. Lo mishum kalaim. There's no prohibition of sowing vegetables with what, or grafting a tree onto vegetables, because this is not the way you sow things. The Torah says, Sodcho lo sizra kalaim, you shall not sow your fiddle kalaim. By burying a bunch of vegetables underneath the ground of a vine, that's certainly not the normal zaraya. Nor do you have to worry, you don't have to worry about burying them or storing them under their vine in the Shemitah year, when we're not allowed to do any sowing, any zaraya. Or if you, let's say, put them in the sixth year of the Shemitah, just Erev Shemitah, you buried them under the vine and they increase the growth, you don't have to worry about it. About the Isra of Svichei Shvi'is, which is things that grow of their own accord on Shemitah, are prohibited as well. What else do you have to worry about? V'loi mishum Shvi'is. V'loi mishum Maisros. You don't have to worry about taking Maisa. Normally, if something increases its growth in the ground, you'll have to add, you have to take Maisa from what's grown further. But the Torah says you only do this from what's sown in the ground. V'chol Maisorot Mizera Haaretz. And since this is not called Zri, it's not called sown, that is prohibited, bad, therefore there's no problem. Others learn that what the Mishnah means, that there's no problem of Maisros, means that if you have to separate Maisros from these vegetables that you dipped Maisros Sheni, and now came the third year of the Shemitah, and they increased their growth in the ground, you don't have to separate Maisros Oni, which you normally would do in the third year. You just make the whole thing as Maisros Sheni, because you didn't want them to take root. And you didn't want them to increase their growth. And it's not the normal way of taking root. V'nitolim b'Shabbos. And finally, there's another halacha, that you can take the leaves of the vegetables by your hand, take them on Shabbos from the ground, and there's no isra of toilish, no isra of harvesting, or taking something that's growing from its source. That's why we said before it's important that the leaves are visible. It's for this halacha. Because only in such a case can you take the vegetable out. The bunch of radishes or turnips. Why? Because you're allowed to take something from the ground, even though the earth will move on either side, because you're grabbing not the earth, you're grabbing the visible leaves. And therefore, even though the sand will fall off around it, or the earth, that's called tiltul min hatzad letzorel dover advarhata. It's called moving things on the side to get the thing that's mutter without touching the thing that's also, and that's permitted on Shabbos. However, as far as kilayim is concerned, Shemitah is concerned, Maisros, then the fact that the leaves of vegetable doesn't add or subtract to that. In fact, it makes it a bigger chiddush. You might think it's even more problem. And finally, hazarea chitos erekachas. What happens if a person sows wheat and barley seeds at the same time? Now, if he does that in one hand throw, Harzeh Kilaim, it's called Kilaim, and he has violated the Isra of the Torah, Sodchal Sizra Kilaim. So Mina Torah, he has to throw it in one go, Mapal Yad Echad. Mirabonon, however, even if he didn't throw it in one handful, it would be also to sow two Minamim next to each other because of Maris Ha'ayin, because it looks like you've sown them in one hand throw. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, says the Mishnah finally, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einoi Kilaim, a person who sows different types of grain or vegetables, will not be over Issa Kilaim, Ad Shihu Shtei Chitim Usara, until there were at least two wheat seeds and one barley seed. Oi Chito Shtei Serim, or one wheat seed and two barley seeds. Oi Chito Sarim Kasemis, or one seed of wheat, one of barley, and one of spelt. Basically, you need three garinim, three seeds, with at least two kinds, which are different. Then, and only then, it'll be kilayim. What's the reason for the machlekes? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the karka, that any field, any land that has not got any seeds in it, we don't call it soda. It's not called a soda until it has at least one type of seed in it. It has to have some seeds. And therefore, since the Pasuk says, Sodcha l'shizu kirlayim, you shall not sow your field with kirlayim. It's mashma, the field that's already called a field, that you cannot sow two more different kinds. So, you need to have a field with at least one type of min, one type of grain, or one type of food growing there. And then you cannot add two different minim, which are kilayim. That's sodcha l'shizu kilayim. So therefore, you need at least three seeds for the person to be over the isa kilayim. Similarly, with kili hakerem, with sowing different diverse kinds in a vineyard, it says sodcha said lo sizra karmacha kilayim. You shall not sow your vineyard with kilayim, with different types of seeds. And it's mashma that you don't sow kilayim with the kerem. Once again, what's a kerem? Well, a kerem, likewise, is not called a kerem unless it has already a seed there. People call it a vineyard, some sort of a seed. And the Torah says, do not add kilayim to that seed, to that kerem, to that vineyard. So the only way you're over kilayim by kerem, by vineyard, is if you sow wheat and barley and grape seed at the same time in one hand. Minatar. However, the Chacham hold that when it comes to Sodcha l'Sizra Kalayim, what's defined as a field, any field is considered a field, even if it has no seeds at all growing there. And therefore, they hold that Karkash, which is not even sown, is still called a Soda. And here the Torah says, do not introduce Kalayim into your Soda. Sodcha l'Sizra Kalayim. So therefore, it's enough to have one seed of wheat, one of barley, that will make him over. You don't need three. The Soda that they're talking about does not have to have any seeds in it at all at the time to be over the Issa Kalayim. However, the Chachamim agree that when it comes to a kerem, as far as a vineyard is concerned, they hold that the Issa will only be if he sows three signs, Chitos, Era, and the vine. Why? Because even though a sod is called a field, even with no seeds in it, but a kerem, the Chachamim agree, is not called a vineyard if there's nothing planted in it. And therefore, according to the Chachamim as well, you'd have to sow wheat and barley and a grape seed, with all three of them, before you could be over the L'sizra Kamacha Kilayim. And the halacha is like the Chachamim.